NIM. DVDA. Yeah. What do you think it stands for?
DVDA.
I'm DVDA.
DVDA. I have no idea.
It's from Orgasmo, the creators of South Park.
Checking my vocabulary. And...
Uh-huh.
Please, look it up.
It could also be on that Kink website you're promoting before we start recording.
You're promoting a Kink DM, website?
The DVD, the double...
Digital video disc ass.
digital video disc ass.
Okay.
Wow, that's so close.
I learned a long time ago not to Google things you guys tell me to, so it screws up.
No, it's Amazon mostly what noob tells you.
It's probably kept you out of prison a few times.
At least off
some definitely lists. Off a watch list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I can still go to playgrounds. I
mean, we all want to feel wanted, so.
No.
Speak for yourself.
DVDA are the initials of a band who do music for South Park.
Oh, come on.
And Orgasmo and a few other things. They're most notably their song Now You're a Man gives me the giggles to this day still. It stands for double vaginal, double anal.
Nice.
I've seen that. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a busy night.
Matt's a trash panda. Mahogany's being attacked by a mountain lion, and there's Kevin's face. The world is coming full
circle. Are you wearing a shirt with your name on it?
Yes. Another one. This one is my last name.
But you bothered to change your name for the. So, okay. All right.
This was a gift from my uncle who passed recently. So
I call it perversion. You're being shamelessly Polish, and I just won't stand for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a question.
Racist.
It's not racist. You just have too many consonants in your name.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of added letters you don't need there. Just
Well, how would you spell Narowski?
I wouldn't say it. I could get away with it. I didn't know one. I wouldn't say it. It sounds like what a stroke victim says when they start just speaking gibberish before the end. Yeah. Here's a fun. I don't get to do noob show anymore because I work a lot. So just real quick, thanks. How did you find out that your parents knew you masturbated? Was it when your grandmother was having a stroke and started saying the first thing on her mind? Because that's how I found out my parents knew I masturbated. And
told your grandma about it?
Yeah, because we were waiting on the ambulance to show up because she's basically having a stroke, and she started speaking gibberish, and she tried to reassure me that it was okay to masturbate, which, bless her heart, just try to reassure me. But now I know that my grandmother knows, and if she knows, it's because my parents told her that they know that I masturbate. And
it's a good story.
That's why I'm on Zoom now playing Dungeons and Dragons with a bunch of nerds.
How old were you when you realized your parents masturbated? Like when you found like a sex toy in the room or something?
No. I think as soon as I knew what masturbation was, I figured everybody did that.
I was not that quick on the uptake.
No.
If it's this fun for me, I mean...
I knew I wasn't special at a young age. If I enjoy it, there's got to be lots of other people who have found this enjoyment.
That dad don't know about this.
Yeah, he does. Oh.
Hey, Dad, I just figured this awesome thing out.
Check it out.
If you thought peeing...
All you gotta do is this.
I'll show you for $10.
Oh.
Weird childhoods here.
Mm-hmm. There we go.
Welcome to My Mother Knows I Masturbate, starring your host, me.
Speaking of masturbation,
why did I talk about that? Now it's
I don't know. I don't know where that came from.
I guess talking about Kevin makes you think of
it's the word Narowski. I was like, you know what?
Yeah,
it was stroke victim.
Yeah.
That's what prompted yeah.
the conversation. Stoker confessional.
I was like, I think we could all say that we're stroke victims of some form or another.
Here's something about me, if you haven't figured out yet. I don't think before I talk, and that's why I get to laugh at my own jokes. Because I've said stuff and have no idea why I said it, but found it delightful. And other people didn't. So I guess I had fun telling you that story about how I found out.
Hey, that's what funny. Matters.
Yeah. All right. We got a really big combat ahead of us.
We do.
I didn't do previously on. Can we just, at this point, we're at almost 100 episodes. Can we just assume people are watching episode to episode? Do we need to tell them what happened last week?
Last week we did some combats. This week we're going to do more.
Yeah.
We fought the statue.
Most of us are invisible.
Are we still fighting the statue? I can't remember.
No, this we're is fighting why
I have y'all roll the statue. We got upstairs and we're snuck in on the undead thing at the end of the hallway. We can't tell what it is yet.
Yeah, but I had just rolled a diplomacy check to see if we could avoid a confrontation with these people.
No, you rolled a really high.
Oh, wait, no. Everyone's visible except for Vladros. He decided to stay visible.
Mm-hmm. That's right. We're over the T. Mm-hmm. The bridge, mm-hmm. the janky looking mm-hmm. bridge.
Hey, it's not janky. It's janky looking, but you know, it's pretty sturdy.
I said janky looking. I mm-hmm. qualified it.
Cool.
So, Toker, I want to ask for a Benny.
Why?
Come, because it's a tough fight, but I got an offering for it.
Okay.
I made dinner. I think everybody can appreciate this.
Ugh.
Why is it censored?
What the hell? What am I looking at?
Fully censored meat porn.
It's a Thai sweet chili ham.
Oh.
Why did you only have a little portion of it censored?
Because it's food porn.
Fuck you, Gaffy Eddie.
Smack it.
This is how you do it.
Smack it.
Can I have a Benny?
Smack it with that spoon.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah,
you dude, make you get that a Benny. Noob.
You know what?
I did make that.
You know what, noob?
You made that.
You don't have to squander it. You can use it however you feel like.
You'll squander it anyway.
You're gonna send me that.
That's probably gonna happen.
You're gonna send me that video though, right?
I will.
I said I needed it for editing purposes, but
but I mean, hey, his grandma already knows. So.
He already knows.
I sent that video to everyone I know.
Yeah, I saved a lot of face by not telling them what I masturbate to.
We don't count as everyone he knows.
Hey, I need combat. It though. I want to put it in the mid roll whenever we start doing that again.
That should just be the intro to Honey Heist when you run that next.
There we go.
I don't know.
It should just be like, for all of you who want to know what Honey Heist is about, well, here's a clip. And it's
banned on Twitch.
Did you make that music?
I did not, but it's free use as long as we're not selling nothing, which we're not.
Oh, we're selling stuff. We're selling a good time up in this bitch. Our good times come glazed and poorly censored.
You can see that little ham hole.
Oh. All right, let's go to the map.
Take it to the map.
Yeah, I'm invisible and I'm ready to kill, so let's do this shit.
Yeah, this is where we left off. Everybody was invisible but Frakes. You had ascended from the skull dungeon. You're in this new kind of cryptic looking lair, and way across this very dark lair you can see it was a strange looking thing. Mim discerned that it was a Bodak, and I'm assuming through his rings told y'all what that was.
Let you know.
Just to, because you got really high on the check. I will let you know the strengths and weaknesses of a bodak.
Okay.
An alcoholic.
He is an alcoholic.
I knew it.
Wait,
I
is that one of its strengths or one of its weaknesses?
I have to roll randomly to see what he's drunk on today.
You better hope
he's not belly has as a drunken monk.
If it's a brown liquor, he learns the spell knuckle sandwich.
So you know he's undead, so he has all those undead immunities. Stunning, sleep, poison, physical ability damage. You can't paralyze him. He's immune to non-lethal mind-affecting effects. Pretty good stuff that he's got here for being that. I'm going to go ahead and be honest. He's got some class levels, and I'm not going to give you what those abilities are, obviously. Death Gaze. That's the thing you would know about. No, his Death Gaze.
No, come on now.
Homosexuals, that will kill you.
Basically, if you get within a certain distance of him, he can give you negative levels.
No.
He is nasty.
Not math.
And if you are killed by a bodak this way, you become one.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, so if anybody's looking to be a bodak, yeah.
I'm not opposed to it.
Yeah. Another opportunity for you to switch characters.
Anybody?
I don't get to play as a bodak.
Any takers?
No, I'm good.
Let's go with initiative then.
Oh yes,
we have. Oh shit, I need dice.
Yeah. I still gotta figure out which set of dice I'm rolling today.
Here's some dice ASMR for all of you. How was that?
Dicey.
I'm ready to ask Terrence what his is, because that facial expression when he looked up was, this is going to be another shit week for me.
Six.
Yep.
Wow. That was almost halfway to double digits.
Yeah.
Shut up. I hadn't rolled yet. I should have not said anything until I...
Exactly.
Not bad. So I got...
See?
Because... I rolled good. I rolled an 8, which gives me a 12. Eat it, Dorian.
I'm on.
22.
Look
at him over there rolling high, not bragging out loud about it. Dr. Potts.
15.
Sonder.
16.
All right. Bledros.
11.
And what does this guy get?
The loudest die roll.
Thank you, large metal dice from the Green Dragon. That's also hollow, so I think that actually makes it louder. I'm on.
Oh, should I get to go first, huh?
You do.
Now, with invisibility, casting a spell doesn't...
If you attack the creature in any way, the invisibility is gone unless it's greater invisibility. So any personal buff spells you should be fine with.
Damage or debuffs will nix the visibility.
All right then. Well, for my main action, standard action, I can't remember what the fuck that was called. Me and Dorian now have protection from evil.
Okay.
So that's for us.
Just y'all two? All right.
Yeah, everybody I can touch, and
like that.
Y'all are far away.
Something invisible, touch me!
Don't scream that, please.
A shitty DM would be like, you can't see Dorian, so give me that percentiles. But
you're not a shitty DM, see?
I was fishing for a compliment.
And then fuck it, swift action. To give myself another minute of +2 on my armor.
Ooh.
Well, why not?
No movements or anything?
Nah, I'm waiting for that fucker to get close.
Dead fucker.
That brings us to that fucker.
Oh, shit.
He's just so close that I don't have to move. If I'd been 5 feet back, you would have been out of range there. I know I didn't add my levels in, so it was closer than I thought. Anyway, the only one that is visible and the one that made sound, give me a very important fortitude save. Fricks.
From 95 feet. Damn. All right. Yes.
It is medium. 100 feet plus 10 feet per level.
Do I have to spend my Benny now to roll twice to take the better, or can I spend it if I need to re-roll?
How have we been doing it?
Yeah, it's like...
I don't know. I haven't had a Benny in so long.
Spend it if you know it's a bad roll or a questionable roll.
Okay. So your first
roll. But before
was
you
bad.
Know the outcome.
Yeah.
Like before you, like if it's
if
something.
You roll a two.
Can one of you all talk at a time? Benny. What were you saying, Mahogany? I'm sorry.
Well, Kevin was talking first. Go ahead, Kevin. Finish up.
Oh, I was just saying if you happen to roll a two or a five, spend that Benny. If you roll a 15,
I'm sure I got that part. Turn.
Yeah.
That's basically what I was saying. Is like, you know, you roll it if you feel like you need to, but before you find out, like, what happened to you. You know, like, not well after the fact, but in the moment you roll bad, you're like, okay, I think I'm going to roll that again. Benny.
Gotcha. Is this an enchantment at all?
It is not.
Right. Going to spend that Benny for that nine that I rolled. So I am down to zero bennies. Oh, to roll a seven for 19.
What did you get total?
19 total.
DC 19.
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing.
Well, I shouldn't have fucking spent that many then. I would have been fine with the nine on the die.
I mean, 19's a fairly good DC for this area. So, you know, err on the side of safety.
Yeah.
Especially when it's prefaced with a very important fortitude save.
And then those of you who can see up there, which I think is everybody, see him meander off stage left to the west. Into the shadows.
Well, hell.
And that brings us to Dr. Pox.
Use your flashbang.
Wasn't Sonder before me?
Sonder got... Oh, she did. 16. Sorry. Yep, Sonder.
Alrighty then. Gonna go ahead and do the same thing. Protection from evil for me, Dr. Pox. And I'm not, I don't know, moving.
The full round, right?
I mean, how many people can I reach?
I was gonna say you can reach everybody within 30 feet if you cast it as a full round, because it's normally by touch spell.
Yeah.
So, like, okay, you could go to either Frakes or Nim and give it to one of them, too,
okay,
as well.
Either, not both.
Because to get 5, 10, 15... Yeah, because you'd have to move 30 feet to get to him and then get back.
Okay.
Frakes probably going to be the...
Yeah, I'm thinking especially he's visible, too. So, me, yep. Dr. Pox, and Frakes.
I got 17 different ways to...
Ladrost, I mean. Yeah.
And you wanted to end your turn where you were standing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, well, that's, you know... Is that what I have to do?
No. You can end it over there next time if you'd rather do that.
No, I think I'm going to stay where I'm at.
Okay. I trust you.
Then with that full round action, we'll move over to Dr. Pox.
I'm going to double move across the bridge.
And you've got a, what, 30?
30, yes, sir.
Uh-oh. 60 would get you all the way up there.
Well, I wanted to stop at just inside of the entrance there and look for where that thing went. And,
You can see him.
You didn't say Bodax were cowards.
Oops. Well, you can see all the way up there now, too.
Well, I have 60 feet of dark vision, so...
Well, you can see past the statue, where you can see, like, a room. There seems to be a shimmering field between in the doorway there, but behind it is just a pulsating power.
Okay. Well, double move, and that's my turn.
All right. That brings us to Nim.
Did you just call something a coward?
Yeah, the Bodak.
Okay.
Because it ran away and hid. It's either a coward or a wizard in being strategic, which is smart.
Oh, okay. Kettle.
Okay. Since I am invisible, I know this thing's pretty powerful. Ah, screw it. I'm going to start summoning.
Okay. Full round for that.
Yeah, and it's going to be a mud elemental if you've got one of those handy.
Vladros. I was like, did you send me a mud elemental?
It's been a minute since I've actually used summons because, you know, other than that lion.
All right. Vladros is going to, I guess, double move. If I have to jump over this crack, which I assume that I have to, the crack that I will now annotate on the map right here. I'm assuming I'll have to jump over that, which will take up some of my movement. I should end up either right in front of Dr. Pox or right next to him.
So moving to here would be 30, then give me an acrobatics.
All right. Well, just so you know, I got 40 feet of movement, so I can move 80 feet. Double move. Acrobatics is a 19 plus
4, 23. So in one move, you can actually jump the rest at the end of your movement to get there for a straight jump, and then you still have 40 feet of movement.
All right. Well, then I will move into the room, brandishing Shashka as I go to put myself here.
20, 25, 30, 35 will get you there. You also see the Bodak. Now that you're close, you can see it's heavily armored. Streams of like black smoke and energy are leaking from his eye sockets. He's wielding a vicious-looking long sword. He's got a shield in one hand. He puts off like a knightly look, even though he's decrepit and like undead underneath. He grins.
I'll spend a swift action to rage as well.
Okay, Dorian.
I guess I'll double move up since I'm invisible.
When you get next to Dr. Pox, before you step into the room, give me a perception check.
27.
You notice on the edge of the room here, before you step in, there appears to be small magical arcane runes. Now you can stop here to give me a spellcraft check to investigate them, where you can continue to move forward, even though knowing there's some sort of trap possibly ahead.
I don't know what they are.
So, what'd you get?
8.
Oh, total on spellcraft?
Yeah, I don't have a lot of points in it.
Yeah, I mean, you notice them, but with that check here, you're too caught up in the moment to really discern what their purpose is.
Point them out.
You can see that Vladros went through and nothing happened.
Well, if nothing happened, I guess I'll keep coming, but I can't point them out. I'm invisible.
Oh, yeah.
I have a ring on. So everybody but Dr. Pox hears, hey, there's some runes you should probably look out for.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then continue through?
Yeah.
One of the runes goes off as you step through.
Damn it.
Uh-oh.
And I rolled a natural 20. Your invisibility is dispelled. One of the runes flares as it detects your illusion magic, and it dispels your illusion.
Okay, as a free action, I go, it's a dispel magic trap.
But you do see that there are more than one. But one of them on the left side there has been dispelled, or has been used up.
That could have been worse.
Yeah, it could have been worse.
Did you want to go any further than that into the room?
Let's see, can I?
You went 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Oh, and then you tried to whatever, so no, you could just step in. That's it.
All right.
Back to the top. I'm on.
Could I get to the bottom right corner of Dr. Pox with 30 feet of movement? It's hard to see the lines.
Let me adjust the grid settings here.
It looks like I can get to here.
Does that help?
Look at that.
Yes.
Let me just bring the... So they're not as in your face, but they're there. This program. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. Yeah, see, 30 feet would get you right next to Dr. Pox on that side if that's where you wanted to go.
And can I see the creature?
I'd say he's going to have at least partial cover because he's behind the let's see. Let's do his condition. I'm going to go with just basic cover, not improved, but basic cover. So +4 to his AC, +2 to his reflex saves.
Cool. I'll take it as I cast Searing Light.
Okay.
I just need to make a ranged touch attack. So here's hoping. Let me just find where my shit's at. Don't ever do a ranged touch attack.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to spend a Benny. Thank God I got that Benny.
The night of a billion pennies.
Wait, was that a natural one?
Possibly.
Oh.
It was... But I just rolled an 18.
I thought we couldn't Benny a one.
Shut up.
I'll let him. He did that honey-baked ham porno for us at the beginning of the show.
And how many Bennies has he used? For like 2 years now, he's been using Bennies, and they never amounted to anything.
This might be the first non-squandered Benny, so...
Yeah,
It's a historic moment.
Yeah, you definitely hit his touch AC.
Oh, that's 10d6 because he's undead.
No saves or anything?
Nope.
Let me double check that. Does it allow for SR?
I don't think so, but I'll double check.
It does.
All right.
Give me an SR check.
SR.
Come on. That's something plus your level.
A d20 plus your level, caster level.
So 17.
Oh, the spell does not beat his SR.
Cool.
Dang it. Fucking Ooh. SR.
Maybe you should have saved that Benny.
Yeah, maybe. No, I didn't, because I rolled a one.
Could have been real bad.
Well, technically, he should have rolled that first and wouldn't have known not to use the Benny.
But anyway.
Put Terrence at the top of the kill list.
Well, I mean, would he have to? Because, I mean, he wouldn't have to overcome the SR until it made contact, right?
Just want to say that would have been 39 damage.
Oh, that would have been good. That would have been good.
I'm just saying.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, his go. What do I want him to do?
I'm a little closer.
Frakes, are you good?
No. I mean, as a person?
Is your character on the good scale?
Yes. I am neutral good.
Okay. He can detect that at will. And he's going to go after Frakes as his powers seem to... 10, 15, 20, 25. Not quite close enough to get to you, though. Without a double move.
And he can't really charge around the corner.
No. Let's double check that speed. No. He can't move that fast at all. So, let's just take him back a hair. He is very heavily armored.
That's actually kind of scary.
Well, that's unfortunate because
I think I'm about to get hit with the gaze attack you made. You got hit with her.
Oh, thanks for the reminder, Terrence.
Well, teacher, we want this to be exciting.
I'm glad everybody's on the DM side tonight, you bastards.
I'm on the side of fun.
I'm on the side of doing
anything. Are you?
No. No, I'm not.
Do I want to do that or do I want to do negative energy damage?
You want to do that, not the negative energy damage.
Well, I could possibly hit Dr. Pox. I could hit three people with the burst.
No, you can't. Well, okay, burst. Sorry, I thought he meant this gaze.
Or what? Yeah, the 30 feet, right?
No.
Yeah, the gaze attack is just one person. Death gaze. There it is. Yeah, I'm gonna do that, and I'm going to roll. I can't see Dr. Potts because he's still invisible, so he's out of it.
Amon's still invisible too.
No, he's not. You know? But he's outside of the 30 feet.
Oh, you attacked. That's right.
He attacked me.
That's right.
Terrence, even or odd?
Even.
Terrence, give me a fortitude save.
I get a +2 bonus from your spell, right, noob?
Yes.
All right. Versus an evil creature, which I'm going to assume this thing is.
Very much.
Let's see. That will give me, let me double check my math here. Yes. I think I actually spent one of my bennies.
Benny dump.
Raining bennies tonight.
No, I mean, I rolled a 2.
The night of a million bennies.
You're going to want to re-roll that 2.
Okay. That's with the +2, that gives me a 29.
Oh, you're fine.
Yeah, roll a 19 on that one.
I like that 2 better. Let's go ahead and roll these negative levels. Let's just go. Sonder. Zoom that map back out a little bit.
Yeah. So, look. Let me just see something real fast. I'm definitely going to move to... Depends on what I'm going to do, where I'm going to move. So just one second. Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and move up to behind Dr. Pox.
So double move?
Oh, wait. How far back was I? 5, 10, 15,
20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45.
Just the 30 feet. And then I can still... So I'm going to cast prayer from there.
Okay.
And I don't believe it would reach that guy, right?
I don't think it would either.
Good. So that means I'm still invisible, right?
It does.
I'm just buffing. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Uyakasha.
Oh, she might be upset turn. About that. But yeah, you get to keep your invisibility.
Can you beat my good spell move. Resistance?
Oh, yeah. I forgot to roll for your spell resistance. Yes, that's 24.
Yes, thank you.
Shake and bake. And I hailed.
Dr. Pox.
I'm torn because I have a very...
I'm torn. I'm all out of faith.
I should be able to spot that trap because I do have trap finding as well.
I was going to give you a perception check before you went into the room. But all you right, stopped before
well,
you went
then
in.
I'm going to stop. I'm going to, before I move, I'm going to see if I spot it. Rolled a 16 and...
You've got it. I was going to give you a bonus because Dorian already pointed him out.
Well, yeah. I don't have a mind ring.
Oh, that's right.
But I've got a 28 spellcraft.
Yeah, well, you can tell that they are rigged to dispel illusion magics as they pass into this part of the sanctuary.
What would it take for me what type of action would it take for me to scratch it out?
A disarm check.
Okay. And that's a standard.
Yeah.
And I will...
You can tell that there are more...
17.
Before you do this, you can tell there's more than one. Like, the walls are lined with it. Somebody could step in just the way Dorian did. Like, you could follow in Dorian's exact footsteps where he's at now, and they wouldn't go off. But they seem to line the walls a little bit, and then as you look further at the other corridors, they're at those corners too. So to dispel all of them where you're standing would take two actions. So there's like two more. There's two on your side.
Can and I, one the on 5 feet in front of me, can I just strike that and enter the room safely?
Yes.
So that would make this entrance, those 10 feet, clear. And I'll settle for that. And then move me north of Vlad.
Does that end the invisibility? Disarming a trap? No.
It should, and I've improved invisibility anyway.
Oh, you're greater invis'd?
Yeah, I drank a potion of greater invis.
You were going here?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to stop you here, and this is what I was talking about now. Up around this...
Oh, okay.
Up around the wall of this, where the statue is, you see more of them.
Okay, and I will stay where you have me then.
Okay. That's Dr. Pox then, and then we will go to Nim.
All
where
right.
Do you want your, where do you want your big earth elemental?
So I can put him right here. He's large. Then I have him move 5, 10.
Also made of illusion magic.
Then I'm gonna have him move double move to here.
Provoking?
Probably, yeah. He's got 20 foot movement, so it'd take 40 to get there, and he would have to go through threat square. So yep, provoking.
Well, does it have Earth Glide?
It does, yeah.
It does not
and
work
I think
here.
You can... Okay, never mind then.
But it
I
only
was going
works,
off
so...
what the map looked like.
But you're in a thing's mind.
Yeah, it's got cool. Burrowing and stuff like that. But it's I'm just gonna move. I'm just gonna move there, and you know, it's. Yeah, I mean, its intelligence is -3, so I mean, it's just... You know.
Yeah, I mean, it might have tried it, but as an Earth Elemental, it can sense that it's not actually standing on Earth.
Yeah.
Or work stone. This is all kind of not real.
Right.
But the Bodak will take a swing. I'm going to tell you, the Taker of Eyes is going to take a swing at your Earth Elemental. And that is that's probably a hit. 31.
Yeah, it hits.
What's he hitting with?
A longsword.
Ah.
That does it. Yeah.
You just made Amon very happy.
21 damage.
How much?
21.
Okay. I got that. He's good. All right, and then I'm going to move to... Nim is going to move... Let's see. Move Nim here.
Zip-zam.
And then move... I'm going to cast a spell and move Vladros here. I'm using a spell called he gets to attack immediately with a +2 to his attack, plus he's flanking with that mud elemental now. It's a spell called Telekinetic Charge.
Oh,
he gets to attack immediately, say +2 with that, and then he's flanking. So that
does he take any negatives for charging?
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's like I don't know. It doesn't say anything about negatives, it just says it, if your ally lands adjacent to an opponent, he can spend an immediate action to make a melee attack against that opponent with a +2 bonus on the attack roll.
Nice. Very cool.
All right. Well, I will take my immediate action then. Yep. If that is acceptable for everybody.
Hit him.
I don't object.
Does a 20 hit? Oh, wait. No. +2? 22.
No.
Plus the flanking. Yeah. Plus the flanking.
24.
No.
Okay.
Holy
and
shit.
You got all your bonuses from
25.
Prayer and protection from evil?
Yep, yep.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that doesn't do anything to hit.
Well, I tried.
You did. It was worth a shot. But now I'm flanking and adjacent.
The first time I've been able to use that combo for like...
It's a cool combo. Yeah. Vladros, it's your go.
Nice. I will full attack since I am adjacent now.
Okay.
You still got the flanking, but you don't get that +2. That was just on that immediate.
Right. 30.
No.
Shut up!
What
the fuck?
Calm down, Topher. It's okay, buddy. Who hurt you?
All right. Both attacks miss, then. They clang off of his steely armor.
That's somewhat extra protected against you because you're a good creature. And he has smited you.
Ah.
Gotcha.
He smote him.
Dorian.
And smitten.
Move me up to next to Frigg's and I'll attack.
This side of him?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you want that flank.
Duh. Let's see. Oh, nice. Let's see. Does... Come back. Double check. Okay, does 29 hit it?
No.
I'm not good.
I know.
Oh my god.
I mean, I'm out of turns. And-
yeah, okay.
Oh, wait, I forgot a level. 30. Does 30 hit?
A 30 hits it.
I was looking at my range.
So, did my 30 not hit it? Oh, no, because I'm smoked.
Yeah. Smitten. He gets Tracy against you specifically.
He's smitten with you.
He has a crush on Frakes.
Yeah. Well, he was the good aligned creature up there.
Not by that, he's going to crush his head.
Yeah.
35 damage.
All right, let me double check any DRs.
Ask what's up.
I believe you are using a specific type of metal, yes?
Cold iron magical weapon.
Okay. And it was 34 damage?
5.
35. I'm going to put 34 there, anyway.
You're trying to rob me.
I'm doing all this work. Vicious blow from Dorian.
blow.
Yeah, and that is... That's the end of the round, so top of the round, now I'm on.
Does he want to give me a reflex save as his weapon starts to heat up?
No.
All right. Well, then you take.
Does that allow for SR?
For the object.
Mm. Oh, yeah. We've gone through this. I don't.
Is it an attended object?
It is attended, but what, you know. Yeah.
You take.
Does it allow for SR?
For the object, yes.
Give me an SR check.
At one.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is the magic? The weapons? So it's 11. Beat it.
No.
I just call bullshit. Is that a plus 11 weapon?
No. I call bullshit on it being attended and bypassing the creature's SR when it's holding it because
I hate to be.
The damage is not to the weapon; it's to the thing holding it. So it should SR should count against the creature. I think. I'm just jumping on board. We're all on the DM side tonight.
Yeah.
This spell causes the metal to become instantly red.
Think about it. If he started doing it on you, would you want your SR to apply to your whip?
It doesn't.
We're not doing that.
It should. I don't know. That's weird.
The fact that it allows for SR, because it doesn't damage the weapon, right?
No. It doesn't damage the weapon at all.
It would be pointless to give it SR applies if it doesn't damage the weapons. The only time SR would come into play is if it was against a creature.
Hold on, I'm gonna call Paizo and figure this shit out.
Yeah, you call them. I'm making
on their old system that they really aren't like they're supporting light.
I'm actually cool
to its previous temperature almost instantly.
I'm on Toker's side with this because the only reason that you would have SR is if the creature holding the item would be affected via SR.
Right. But he's not. The weapon just gets hot and it burns you. There's no magic to the...
Right, but the point is they wouldn't have said SR can apply if it can't.
It says... No, it specifically says spell resistant, yes, object.
Mm. Right. Mm. Unattended objects, it doesn't matter. Attended, you use the creature's SR.
So objects can't have their own spell resistance, is what you're saying.
Intelligent objects can.
Yeah,
that's what I think. Well,
I think that's where it comes in. Then, where the SR applies comes in, especially if it specifically says for objects.
A creature holding the item may attempt a reflex save to drop it and take no damage.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, the hot metal creature deals.
I'm gonna say that the creature's SR applies to this spell. Otherwise, that spell is just way—it's just way too powerful.
It does 5d4.
That's a good chunk of damage, and you've been using it for a long time.
Hey,
look, 7
makes
damage.
That spell, but that makes that spell almost worthless.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, it can do 5 damage or 20, which is
first creature in a while that has had SR.
Yeah, but we're going to be fired.
Let me read the SRD to you. The term object and harmless mean the same thing for spell resistance as they do for saving throws. A creature with spell resistance must voluntarily lower the resistance, a standard action, in order to be affected by the spell noted as harmless or object. In such case, you do not need to make a cast level check to scribe roll. But yes, it gets the benefit of the person with SR who's holding it.
Boom.
Well, I'm going to change that spell.
Right now.
You broke my toy.
I didn't break it. That's coming my clutch toy. A lot.
That's how it's always worked.
You broke my toy.
2 years, man. We've been playing.
You
it
would have
one
taken
way.
9 damage.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't have taken any damage anyway.
That's bullshit.
Besides the point.
Glad Matt's with me. Thanks, Matt.
Matt was on my side.
No, he's not.
I've switched sides in the middle of it again.
Oh, shut up, you dirty raccoon. It's this guy's go. And I'm going to attempt to kill Frakes.
If only he wasn't holding his weapon.
I mean, I was going to be holding it anyway.
I'm going to bitch the entire time.
Yeah.
You should.
Thanks, Matt. After this, I'm doing 3 shots for the next show. Get ready. This is your fault.
Do them now. Yeah. Why wait? Don't threaten me with a good time.
Shit, I might have a drink too. I got me some dumpster wine right back there.
I need a beer.
This night just took a turn for the tedious.
So that's when we talk about rules. Everybody starts drinking.
Frakes, roll percentiles.
Oh, shit.
All right.
Eat it.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm going to eat it.
I rolled to that was a crit.
I know.
And that's a really high number.
I was hoping it was a one.
Not on a D1000.
On a D1000, that's really low.
Oh.
It's really shitty.
Good stuff.
Only like a 9 D1000 or D100. So it's really low.
9.7.
Yeah. But you can't get a 0.7 on a D100, can you?
If it's on a corner. Kind of.
I mean, that'd be a very specific date.
Frank, you take 51 damage from the first swing.
No, he doesn't.
Huh.
Nah, I got nothing. No, he doesn't.
I was about to say, you got something?
That's all I got.
Who's just got that charge intercept? I'm manifesting
it. A squirrel somewhere.
All right, 51 damage, heard.
Hey, give me a fortitude save.
12 on the die plus 15, so that's 27 is plus 2 from protection from evil, 29.
Okay. I'm not going to give
plus
you
plus 1 from prayer.
Yeah, that's factored in.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not going to give you the 4 negative levels from rolling 97 on the crit. So that was just double damage.
Wow.
Second attack.
Oh. All
right.
That's fucked up.
Really messed up.
Rolling to confirm.
No, you're not. Stop it.
Does a 21 confirm?
It does not.
Okay.
Beat it.
So you take 25 more damage.
Okay. Ooh. 25 heard.
And his last
fine.
And his last attack.
What?
Oh, God. Make it stop.
Should be hurt.
Just a plain old miss.
He's already dead.
Plain old miss. I like it.
Plain old miss. But yeah, a vicious turn into Vladros there. Sonder. I thought I was going to kill you.
Yeah, so did we.
So, do I need to move to hit everybody with a burst? Probably like 10 feet up.
Yeah, to hit Vladros, you would.
15, he says.
I think 10 so. Up and one and 5 to the right would do it.
It's right? A 20-foot burst, right?
No, it's 50 or 60 feet, something like that.
Oh, then yeah.
Just making sure that there's nothing in the, like something would be in the way to
what
block
burst?
It.
Wow. Burst is 50 feet.
Bless.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's either 50 or 40, but one of them's, where is it? Yeah, bless is 50. So that's what I do.
Okay, move up and bless everybody.
Too.
But would 5 foot back not have made it work? Not there,
probably
to the right.
Oh, here?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd get everybody.
Okay.
10, cool. 15, 20.
Then that's where I am.
It won't get the elemental.
Oh.
Would 5 foot up get the elemental?
Yep.
If so, then move me there.
Did you really, Matt? Because you lie so much.
I did.
And it's hard to look. I can't see your actual face. You normally have this weird grin when you're lying, and I can't see it.
The trash panda wins! 5,
15, 20.
I even did the diagonals. Like 30. The double
yeah,
five.
Yeah. If you moved up for 5, that'll hit the elemental.
Yeah.
See, yeah.
Honest, I'm an honest panda.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a panda, but.
Dr. Prox.
5 foot step me forward, and I'm going to start chucking some bombs.
To hear you mean?
Yes, please. Thank you. And his flat-footed touch does...
Oh,
yeah.
Let me turn off the smite.
Twenty-eight.
You're looking for 10.
Okay, then two bombs connect, and I am excluding the three allies I have around him.
Roll so them takes separately.
Flash. Okay.
Because what type of damage are you doing? Fire, right?
Fire.
Yeah.
Fire.
And
fire. Fire.
Mm. 21 from the first bomb.
Okay.
Ooh, second bomb's really good. 18.
I'm going to use my Benny. Make you reroll 20. It.
Only one die, though.
Reroll one of those sixes.
26 plus 7 is
31.
31 points from the second bow.
It's 33.
I just, you said it, I went with it. 26 plus 7 is
33. Yeah.
Yep, that's right.
So you can 5 foot, you full round to throw two bombs. That yes. should go.
Yes.
Cool, cool, cool. Moving right along to Nim.
All right. My mud man is going to do a double slam attack.
Okay.
See how that's going to work. I need to get some dice out here. That one though, because it's good. Can I use my I can't do that. All right, so all right, I got a 32 and a 27.
One hit.
All right, and then that's a 10. Oh, max damage. That's an 8. That's 15 damage. And then I need, it says it's a fortitude. Yeah, I need a fortitude save.
Okay. 20,
which is like a,
25.
You got it.
Yeah.
All right. He tried to entrap it in mud.
Yeah, you could, yeah, okay.
But he didn't do that. So that's his turn. And then I will. See what the range is on this thing. It's 25, 50 feet. Am I within 65, 15, 20, 30.
50. Oh, nobody reminded me this week. This is where the wild magic and the concentration checks were going to happen.
Okay, so all three, I guess that's that would be Amon, Dorian, and Vladros. I gotta overcome Bond's SR. So I got a 19. Does that overcome your SR, noob?
It doesn't.
All right. So Dorian and that would be Sonder too. So I think it'll go through there. So Dorian, Vlad, and Sonder, y'all feel like a little tug as I cast Life Pack on all of y'all. So if any one of you Gladros falls below down to 0 hit points, you will pull a hit point from everybody else to bring you up to 1 hit point at minimum.
Nice.
It's about
it. He's gonna get a kill, isn't it?
Since this is the reason you'll all die.
He's gonna hit you for 50 when you're at 10 and we're all gonna die.
Yeah, it can't take more than one.
So basically if he goes below 0, he'll get 4 hit points.
Stabilized.
Yeah, he'll get 3 because yeah, you Amon is selfish. It's 30 feet.
Oh, it's a burst thing?
Oh, no. I can't include myself because it's just a case. No 2 foots can be 30 feet apart. So it can work like a chain. Hmm. So yeah, so that's everybody. 1, 2, so that's 5 of us. Yeah, so 5. So if he goes below zero, it will pull one from anybody that has at least one hit point. So it can't make anyone else die, but directly.
Okay. That's a cool little, that's a cool little, yeah. Because you see the writing on the wall. I got you. Vladros.
Well, I just realized that I had dazed still clicked from last combat.
Well, shit.
Yeah.
Well.
Did that affect anything?
Yeah.
Negative ones, I think.
Then. It was.
It doesn't change any of your stats.
It's not. Weird. I clicked off of it and it changed some stuff, I thought. Or was it dazzled? It doesn't matter. It's in the past. So.
Oh, yeah. Dazed is not going to affect anything if it were dazzled.
What Vladrost is actually going to do is he's going to take a 5-foot step back and invoke his once per day rage power of renewed vigor.
Oh, cool.
There we go.
And I'm going to heal myself for 2d8 plus 5, plus 10. No, it's 2d8 plus 5 hit points. And that is, not bad. That's 18 hit points back to me. So I'll survive one more hit.
Yep.
And that is my standard and my move at the point.
Okay. Dorian.
I'm still in flanking, right?
Yeah. You are okay. Still in flanking.
Guess I will do a double attack.
Oh, I would also like to say that I am fighting defensively now.
Okay.
I am flailing wildly now. Okay. That's not super good. I don't think 24 gets it.
No, sir.
All right, two misses.
The magic AC you're looking for is 30.
Yeah, well, I didn't get it, so.
Yeah.
Next.
Next week, maybe. We've hit an hour. We've hit an hour and 10. So, yeah, this is going to be a fucking two-parter as the party faces the Taker of Oz inside the mind of Rattatama, the wizard lich thing.
Those are my eyes.
This game gets super weird.
And he's nasty.
Yeah. No, he is. He's very nasty. But you guys just hit level 10 and there's going to be some nasty encounters coming up, especially when you get to the big boss inside the mind of a lich. I mean, you know, had to be something mean.
Mm-hmm.
Are we at the boss?
No, this is a mook. This is
no. He feels very mooky.
I'm gonna take a nap.
Especially how my spells just don't work anymore.
Yeah, you should have just monologued a little. Then I would have bought boss. I'm getting mook vibes.
Yeah.
I guess he's not a boss as far as he's subservient to Rattatama, and so he's a mental defense for this kind of thing.
Don't make excuses for this creature.
He's a security measure, a firewall, if you will.
He's the voiceless bouncer at that club that Terrence will never be allowed to go inside of.
Well, again, that's a long list. Very long.
All the cool ones.
You think that narrows it down?
No, I know it doesn't.
Do you know how little that narrows us down?
I want to hear the story. I want to know the story.
I told the story. The thing is that my grandmother was having a stroke, so she was just saying the first thing
on my that story.
The net catching story.
No, yeah, not so that. It's
back
like
in
Christmas.
The early 1900s.
Bye.
I've told that on recording, right? We've got that recorded somewhere.
Yeah,
it's a holiday special.
So don't need to.
I feel like that's one of the first videos on our channel or something.
The Nat story.
Really, Patreon exclusive.
If you don't know the Nat story, just look it up on our Patreon.
You're welcome. If you don't know,
It is gross, and I delight in telling it to people. it wasn't until I started suffering from post-coital migraines that I had a better story to tell. And now that's the one I tell everybody. Everybody roll a d20.
Oh,
14.
This show.
Now I roll well.
Uno.
17.
18.
3.
Mahogany?
Okay, bye.
No, I didn't hear you.
I said 12.
Oh. Oh yeah, you were the closest.
Okay, bye.
You're supposed to tell people where to go.
You go to hell. You go to hell.
You worked really hard on that goddamn website. You better tell people to go look at it.
www. I don't know the rest of it.
It's holgerandarthritis.com/thenatstory.
Yeah, and there's a bunch of stuff linked in the box, right? It's like down
there. Yeah, you can just look down. I guess we don't have to tell people that anymore.
Yeah, but it's kind of a thing that we do now. It's like the people who are like, click the button, hit the bell. Hey,
I was all against telling people anything except us playing the game. Y'all said that we needed to tell people about this, and then I went overboard with it and made you all do it repeatedly. So here we are.
All right, fine.
All your flavor belong to Napoleon.